T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, big issues, big guest, Dom Giordano program. So, Courier Times, Bucks County Courier Times headline, as Black Lives Matter protests continue, today's edition, schools take a look at race in their own curriculum. All right, and some of these are relatively mild, it's topical. Others, well, what I think is making the national news is way out of bounds out there in Lower Merion. And joining us is a mom who exposed this and I believe is taking or has taken her kids out of those schools. The headline at the Free Beacon and other places talked about kids in kindergarten being taught about white supremacy and apparently to feel bad about themselves because of their race. You know, the guideline, you can't wait till fourth grade or prejudice is ingrained. And also another book that talks about things that are racist, at least potentially, like supporting the police. Alana Fishbein joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Alana, thank you very much for doing what you've done, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I'm happy to be part of the program and explain the complexity and the frightening trends that is going on in these schools.
It strikes me, based upon what I've read about you and talking to a couple people, that, you know, you are someone who wants your child to be aware of the things that are going on right now. But that this, as I've read it and as it's been described in some of your comments, is way over the top. What's your biggest objection? How old are your kids, first of all?
My youngest kids who are in elementary school are 8 and 10. They're going into 5th and 3rd grade. We have an older kid as well, 19 years old.
Okay.
He's not in the school system any longer.
And Alana, when I read it at the 5th grade level, the book, there were, I don't know, how many suggestions of things that if you believe in them or do them, they should be viewed as racist, correct?
Absolutely. I would actually even start with what you actually referred to in terms of what they're doing already at the kindergarten level. The book that was assigned for kindergarten through third grade called The Kids' Book About Racism. And it's really appalling some of the points that they're trying to indoctrinate our kids into, the way to see the world. They should see the world only in colors. But not beautiful colors, but colors of hate, starting with even the kid introducing himself. When the kid introduced himself in the book, he introduced himself as saying, this is my color. His color is brown. And he's explained the color is brown because his father is black and his mother is white. But then he defines himself and say, you can look at me and say that I'm mixed, or African-American, biracial, black, or a person of color. And to me, it really raised a question. If the kid is a biracial, the father is black, the mother is white, exactly like our former president, Barack Obama, why in all those options? There's not option of white. He's either mixed, African-American, biracial, black, or person of color. What happened to his white mother? So that's already instilling the kids that the fact that you are not, you either can be white or anything else. The next thing is because of his skin color, that I can read you from the book, because he continued to say, because of my skin color, people aren't always nice to me. Sometimes I get called names. Other time it's worse. here and again later in the book, toward the end, they say on the same theme. So if you see someone being treated badly, made fun of, excused from playing, excluded from playing, or looked down upon because of the color of the skin. Again, everything here is the reason, the only reason that kid of quote-unquote color not being treated nice, it's only because of the color of the skin. It cannot be any other reason. Let's say the kid is not nice. Let's
yeah,
say the
well,
kid has a problem,
exactly.
You know,
it,
but that's not the issue. The issue is the only reason is your skin color.
And this is kindergarten level. Here again, you know, it's one thing. A lot of this is reliance on the parents like you who are so involved with their kids to raise them in a diverse world. Absolutely. This intrusive nature with kids in kindergarten, when I look at this book as an educator, is way over the top. What's the school board say back to you, though, when you complained? And then this made national news, and it's still out there. What's their rebuttal to this? Why are they doing it? What do they say?
They don't say anything. They ignored it. They just go on. They don't say anything. But there's another important point from that book, because, again, it starts at kindergarten. I feel in general, in the past, there used to be a lot of those messages were subliminal. But today, it's right there in your face, full blown. They're not hiding it anymore, and they're starting at a very, very young age. Another very, very important message in this book, which is like the concluding, is that first of all, that it happens all the time. I'm quoting from the book. It happens all the time, this kind of treatment for the people of color. And they add, it happens in big ways and small ways. Now they're kind of giving you a list of the small ways that it happens, and this is very, very disturbing. Small ways that are almost invisible, like a look, a comment, a thought, a joke, a word, a belief. This is basically instilling paranoia in kids of color and the white kids. That means everything in your body language when you're interacting with the people, of interaction between two people, a white and non-white, anything in their body language would be interpreted in the scheme of color.
That is beautifully put. Yeah, Ilana, that is exactly right. And doing this again with kindergarten kids. Now, it gets more explicit. The one I talked about on the show was the fifth grade level, where if you do this behavior, something about if you don't want to see the news because the level of violence and the coverage of it, that might be considered racist. It is overkill. It seems like in this school that everything that comes up all day long is going to be viewed through racial or color-oriented situations. How can we have any human interaction that's normal then?
That's exactly the problem. Everything through the prism of
yes.
race. And that's what really upset us a lot. The next one, when they went to the fourth and fifth grade level, by the way, our kids were opted of those indoctrination classes. And this was not the only one. In the past, it happened as well on other issues. But on this matter, the book for the fourth and fifth grader, and I hope that you'll have a chance to look at it at some point, called Not My Idea, a book about whiteness. And in this book, basically, if I'll just condense it into a few sentences, basically it's about white police officer shooting an innocent young black man. It's an interaction between a mother and a child, white mother with a white child and a girl. And the mother is explaining to the girl about racism. And right away, they're hearing bang, bang, bang. So it's right away, automatically, a white police shooting an innocent young black man. The mother and the girl have zero facts. They really don't know at all what happened. But they are already jumping into conclusion. To me, right away, what jumped into my mind is Obama in the case of Henry Louis Gates in Cambridge at Harvard, who said, not being there and not seeing all the facts, but I think the Cambridge police acted stupidly.
It is very, very much.
That's exactly the case.
Very much like that. Well, Ilana, I'm sad that you have to withdraw your kids from school.
That's
but,
right.
But thank you for doing this because we're spotlighting. Now, this is the most extreme case that I've found, I would say. But we're going to see a lot of this. And some of it, I think, I'd be okay with. You sound like you'd be okay with, since it's so topical, it's out there in the news. But this has to be very carefully handled, particularly with a kid in kindergarten, because that's indoctrination. You know, this has to be everyday tolerance, I think, is a better way to deal with kindergarten kids than it is to come up with some newfangled indoctrination technique here.
Right. But I'll tell you, the thing that surprised me, and I wrote the letter to the superintendent, copied, of course, the school board and the principal, I emphasized that, you know, that we are doing a lot of teaching and we're doing the right teaching. We are doing the Martin Luther King teaching, which we fully support, and we do it every year. We do it at all grades. It starts even before kindergarten. That's why in our movement that we are starting, we are rejecting BLM message, and we are embracing Martin Luther King. That's what we are all about. Their message is setting us back decades into the tension between different groups in society. We are for education, but we are not for indoctrination. And what has been going in the school, not only with issues of race, with a lot of other issues that on the agenda of the left, they are little by little bringing it on. And in fact, we were considering leaving school. We started the process already in February. Before this issue came up and before even the COVID.
Well, Ilana, thank you very much. Stay in touch. We'll be in touch with you, too, as we continue talking about this. Thanks for what you're doing on it. Thanks for joining us today.
Follow us. We are called No Left Turn.
No Left Turn. And where do we follow you? On Facebook?
On we're just creating Facebook and a web page, and we're going to start meeting regularly and moving this movement all around the country. This should be a national movement because parents all over the country are concerned with the same issue. The problem is the fear. You talked previously about the fear, but those are the messages I'm getting. I got brutal messages from people, from parents on Facebook that are not afraid to be, you know, calling names. But people who support us, who are outnumbering the people who object to us, are afraid to be vocal. But this movement will give them a platform and will give them a stage, and we hopefully will turn it into a national movement pushing back on this indoctrination. We would like to embrace Martin Luther King and reject the BLM teaching. No
All
left
right.
turn.
Thank you, Ilana. Thank you. To be continued. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Dom. Have a good day.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.